Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are we going?
It's rolling.
I mean...
You just want me to start?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think any... We don't...
Oh, I didn't
nothing
know...
Nothing as interesting... happened in our lives as happened in yours.
I thought y'all would have like questions.
I took Boone to the vet this morning because my wife found a lump on his leg, but it was just a fat deposit.
Oh yeah, and we
it
found
is
out,
every time.
Found out that Nico has allergies.
Oh,
his dog allergies.
There you go.
And so they said, "Well, you could have gave him Benadryl." I was like, "To my dog?"
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah, so sometimes I'll give Boone Benadryl when he needs to chill the fuck out.
Yeah, I didn't know, so I gave him some Benadryl and everything like that. So this morning
he was out like a light, probably.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
that's a very calming. Like,
but he was
great.
But he was dragging ass until they got home and he saw Samson and lost his mind.
Oh, that's great.
Oh yeah, he saw Samson.
That's great.
And it's always funny when they're trying to play, but it's on that wood floor, so they keep fucking sliding.
Yeah, he's so excited.
Yeah,
he can't
so
get
excited.
His feet.
Can't get his feeding.
That's great.
That's good.
Well, those are great stories. But we want to hear about the date.
The date went okay. I don't think it was like the greatest date in the world, right? We are going to have a second date.
Okay.
So that's good.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good. What do you think could have gone better?
The bar of choice ended up not being great.
Who chose it?
I chose it. Okay. I'd never been there. I guess she had been there under...
Yeah, that's a gamble. It's a gamble.
Yeah. Well, I don't go out to that many bars.
Fair enough.
And I picked one relatively close to her.
Okay.
It wasn't even that big of a deal, except they were apparently doing music bingo that night.
Oh, so it's kind of loud.
It's not like promoted on their website at all.
And you were like itching to play, weren't you?
No.
Wow.
But I
kinda.
Like, when I first found out they were doing it, I like when she got there, I was like, "Do you want to go to a different bar? There's plenty in the area." I was like, "Do you want to go somewhere else?" And she was like, "No, that's fine." So we sat. It was kind of loud. So, like, yeah, that hampered the communication a little bit.
Sure. But maybe sometimes that means you have to sit closer.
I did have to lean in.
As long as your ass is, it was driving you out?
I think it was more me not being able to hear her.
Okay.
I think she probably didn't have any issues hearing me.
Okay.
Probably. That'd be my guess.
Maybe. I don't know. She is super not a sports fan.
Okay.
Which is not really a problem for me.
Fine.
I think it might be better for you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
Could be.
But, like, the level of not a sports fan was a little staggering.
Like, has never watched a Braves game or, like, couldn't name a Braves player? Like, what's the...
She asked me if French Open was golf or tennis, which isn't, like, the worst thing in the world, right?
Yeah,
U.S. Open's
those
got
are, like,
were
popular
you offended?
Sports.
No.
Okay.
But I just found that a little
it's
funny.
It's cute.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. My wife wouldn't know the fucking difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, that goes back to what we were talking about. Like, my whole Twitter profile was like everyone was watching tennis. It was like, hey, there were like people don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's fine. That's fine.
No one cares about tennis. Like, by and large. Like, you know, like we do, obviously. But, you know, your average person's not watching, especially the French Open. Like, maybe Wimbledon. You know, but like Your average person's not watching any tennis.
So were there any compliments? Did you say you look nice to her?
No, I meant to at the end of the night, but then it got weird. Like it would have been. I'm very awkward with all that stuff. Yeah, so
that's usually an early one. Like as soon as you say, "Oh, you look great.
Oh, you look nice.
Yeah. Oh, you look really nice."
I think the
was there.
I'm trying to remember like how the date started.
Handshake or
no? We did like a hug.
Okay,
full side hug.
Full or side?
Full.
Okay.
Yeah, that's always.
The first hug and the last hug were both full. Yes. Oh, wow. Okay.
Because
a lot of times it'll be kind of like a hey, whatever, first hug. And then
you try and gauge the second hug.
Yes. Is it better? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because that's always like an awkward thing is like, all right, I've never met you. We really don't know each other that much. Handshake is at no point is it a date move.
No, handshake's a bad move.
Yeah.
You don't want to give a woman a handshake on a date.
No. If a handshake ends the date, that's the end of
the
like, that's the end of it entirely.
Yeah.
But even to start a date, like a handshake is just...
It's a tough vibe.
That's more of a speed date move, I think.
Mm.
Like when you're an official setup.
Right.
Okay.
One of you's probably already seated.
Have you ever done that before?
No. Oh. Handshake or speed dating?
The speed dating.
No.
You know that?
No.
You done it?
No.
Oh, but you were looking like you've done it? Oh, I've never.
I would like. I would
I've
have
never heard
fun.
It before. I saw it on TV. That's why when I watched The Accountant too, how he was doing that, the speed dating.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. That
so,
was also
did you pay?
I did pay. Neither of us had dinner. We just had drinks.
Okay.
Alcoholic drinks?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Which helps because kept the cost down.
How many each?
I had two bourbon and cokes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She had one High Noon.
Okay.
What's that?
The seltzer.
That's okay. A great.
They didn't have
Trulies. She's a girl.
They had High Noons.
Okay, she's a girl. All
right. She is definitely like a lightweight.
Okay.
Like she wasn't drunk yesterday or anything, but like we were talking about like, you know, if she has a second one, she won't be able to drive home or this or that. And not like.
What's she do for a living?
She works in like entertainment, like publicity and promotions for TV shows.
You're talking to the asshole with your facial expression.
There's a lot of ways to entertain.
Be an asshole.
She works like promotions and publicity for like TV series.
Just trying to that's all right. That sounds like a real career.
As opposed to,
I don't know. A lot of people have bullshit jobs.
No,
I've been on a lot of dates with people that are like the assistant manager at like a Lululemon. It's like, all right,
you get a discount,
which is fine, whatever. But like, that sounds like a career.
You know? Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, we talked about like series that we either have watched.
There you go.
Enjoy.
You're good at that, and everything like that. Cool.
Wheelhouse. Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
did you call movies films?
Please tell me you didn't do that. Please tell me you
I'm not going to say I didn't. I don't recall it, but it's
how many laughs
possible.
Were there? Was she laughing? Were you laughing? Like,
I think there was.
Did you have fun? Like, was
it
fun?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think she was fine. I don't think I necessarily was like at my best, I guess.
Why are you so fucking nervous around women? They're fun. You know that, right?
I'm told.
They are a wonderful species.
Yes. I don't, you know, it's funny. It's like I wasn't nervous leading up to the date, but then like when she got there, I got a little nervous.
But that's fine,
that's
though.
That's cool.
Like, it's the first date. You're going to have some jitters. So, that means you care. That's good.
So how did the second date become? Like, you want to do this again?
When I walked her back to her car, we hugged, and I asked her to text me when you get home.
Okay.
Nice. Gentlemen.
And then when I got home, she had texted me, and I was like, hey, I had a really nice time. I hope you did as well. And then she said, yes, it was fun. I forgot exactly what she texted. And then I was like, good. Would you be interested in having another date soonish? Because I know like next week's probably not likely, unless it's during the week, whatever. We haven't set like a date or anything, like a place. Like, okay. We haven't actually set a second date.
That all seems good.
What's wrong with next week?
It just how much we want to do weekday dates versus if there's a weekend date versus just timeline.
I
stuff.
Think that's smart though. Like, you did the weekday date, just drinks, that's safe, whatever.
Yeah,
but now now you can go to like a, like it's a lot easier to have fun on a Friday night or a Saturday night.
Right.
Than it is on, what was last night, Tuesday night?
Yeah. It was like, a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay, with music bingo.
Yeah. You could go someplace maybe a little quieter.
Where they don't have music bingo?
Maybe you could have a meal. Maybe you can. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll figure that out and then, you know, okay, whatever. Although,
have you talked to her this morning?
I almost texted her, but then I didn't.
Yeah.
I almost sent her like
was she playing hard to get some shit?
No, I almost sent her like a joke. I almost texted like, hey, good morning. Hope that high noon didn't cost you a hangover.
That's cool.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
That would have been fine.
But it was a little late in the morning. It was like 9 something. I'm like, good morning's a little late for 9:30.
I think you're safe either way.
Yeah. So yeah,
I think you're safe.
I almost texted her, but then I didn't. So, okay. So far, no comments today.
All right.
All right.
Sounds fine.
Sounds like you had a nice time, Abe.
Yeah. Sounds like successful, right?
I mean, it wasn't one and done, so like
that's what I mean. Like, because that, like, look, I mean, for, you know, as far as setting expectations go, everybody has like a different hope or standard for what a first date is or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, you're not out there trying to get laid on a first date.
No,
you're more of a gentleman.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And that.
Yeah.
So the fact that there's a second date is great.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, if I didn't wake up at her house, I'm like, what went wrong? Like, why didn't I do that?
I'm in the middle of both, yes. I'm in the middle of both. Because automatically I know when it's on.
Yeah, you know, you can usually tell. I almost texted you last night, make sure to pack some condoms. Yeah, but then I was like, Abe's not that guy.
Abe's that guy.
No.
He's not that guy.
Yeah, don't do that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.